All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight of Who's Talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, Michael Tusky here. He's going to give us the Olympic sports report in a moment. Before we do that, we do want to make reference to the UVA bookstore. It's holiday / Christmas shopping time, and that's a good place to go, Frank.
Absolutely. A good friend, Pat Perkins, up there reminds us all kinds of specials. Just go online, uvabookstores.com. That's uvabookstores.com. You can also go there by way of thesaber.com. So if you ever check in their archives or...
Yeah, they're right there alongside right there. Of Who's Talking, one of the Saber partners.
We're all in bed together.
but anyway, and we'll have the play of the game momentarily and talk about next week's show. But let's go to Michael Tusky now with the Olympic sports update.
All right. Frank got me laughing here. I got to compose myself. The Virginia women's basketball team is 6-4, and they're undefeated at home at John Paul Jones Arena this season. They lost a tough one in the ACC Big Ten Challenge to the number 6-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes, 74-46, an ugly score. That was on the road last Thursday. They bounced back by beating Drexel 63-54 on Saturday night in Charlottesville, and that was the Dragons' first loss of the season. Junior forward Chelsea Shine scored 17 points, grabbed 9 rebounds, and had 2 blocks and 2 steals in the contest. The Cavaliers were also victorious at another home game on Monday night, beating Radford 76-52. Lexi Gershon scored a career-high 19 points for the Wahoos. The team is now off for exams and will return to action on Saturday, December 18th, when they host UMBC at 7 p.m. Former Virginia golfer James Driscoll earned his PGA Tour card at Q School on Monday in the qualifying tournament in Florida. With it, he gains fully exempt status for the 2011 PGA Tour. He was a 3-time All-American at UVA prior to graduating in 2000. Driscoll already has 139 PGA Tour starts and $3.1 million in career earnings to his name. He'll join fellow Cavalier Steve Marino on the PGA Tour when it begins in Kapalua for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on January 3rd.
Well done.
All right. The play of the game this fall and now soon-to-be winner, sponsored by our friends at LeClaire Ryan. Mr. Maloney has selected a play, surprise, surprise, from the Wahoo victory down in Blacksburg.
Just goes to show you that we think alike, Hobo. Following a mini comeback by the Hokies down there in Blacksburg, the score was at 53-51, UVA hanging on to a 2-point lead. The Wahoos inbounded the ball, and I believe it was John Tell Evans, Hobo, to a breaking Mike Scott, who instead of coming back for the ball, he turned his back and took off the other way towards the basket. And John Tell led him beautifully, and Jeff Allen was forced to foul him, although Seth Greenberg almost had a stroke when he realized that instead of playing the ball, which Allen should have done, he grabbed him with two hands and sort of wrestled him out of bounds. That gave Mike Scott 2 free throws, which he promptly drained, and possession of the ball. Subsequently, Mustafa Farrakhan was fouled. He made his free throws that helped to build the lead back up to 57-51. And before you know it, Virginia was celebrating a nice road victory in Castle Coliseum down in Bleaksburg.
Yeah, the only downside of that is both Joe Harris and Mike Scott missed the front end of the 1-1 late, where either one of them had a chance to seal the victory.
And I was surprised by Harris because he'd been making all the shots.
Well, he's got a great stroke, but he's also a freshman, and I always used to advocate keeping a statistic of free throws made in the last minute or two when the game's on the line, because it's a little different shooting that free throw when the game's on the line as opposed to in the first half. But Joe Harris is going to be a great basketball player during his tenure in Virginia. But next week, speaking of basketball, Mr. Dan Bonner will join us, as well as who else?
Please. Possibly Coach London. We know he's on the road right now, but I talked to him last night, and he expressed interest in coming on the show this month. So it could be next week, or it could be the following week.
Yeah, it could be. It'll be fun to have him on and talk about his first season in Charlottesville and the future of Virginia football. And then 2 weeks from tonight, we've already lined up Mr. Barry Parkhill to join us to talk basketball. But next week, Dan Bonner, he's a great one to kind of preview the ACC basketball season as we get geared up for the January start of that.
We're hunting down Kenny Turner as well, who was quite a basketball player back in his day, and I think he got a lot out of his skill set. Anyway, we will see you next week. Looking forward to having Dan Bonner with us.
Thanks for listening.